Lya laughed so long and so hard, she cried. I found that I was laughing as well after a few seconds, so joyous was the sound. Cortez, asleep for hours, broke off his gentle snoring abruptly. He sat up, rubbed his eyes.
"What's so funny?"
he asked sleepily. Then, without waiting for an answer to that question, a wise move since it had only started Lya off again, Cortez asked another.
"Anything left to eat? I'm starved."
He followed this by immediately rummaging through the stores, opening and closing food seals. Still half asleep, he was spilling everything. I lifted my leg to avoid a stream of some sort of purple fruit juice. Lya, now relatively calmed, sighed, half smiling at his childlike grogginess. I groaned audibly, having little of her tolerance and even less of her tact. After some 4 hours of garden party gobbling, I had yet to have my private moment with Lya, and I refused to cater to this sloppy sleepyhead on top of that. "Cortez," I said as calmly as I could, "there's no food, nor more wine either. Why don't you run fetch some?" He frowned, scratched his head.
"Now? I'd have to go all the way down to storage. I don't know why—"
I cleared my throat.
"Let me rephrase that. Cortez, you will run and fetch the wine. Dig? Huh? Understand?"
I quickly amended. He stared at me, at Lya, who was suppressing yet another giggle, and nodded.
Yeah, he said. "I'll be right back."
"Take your time," I added quickly. "Don't run." Lya smiled at his retreating form. She sat up, stretching her arms over her head and yawning. She looked around.
"Is that about everyone?"
she asked. I pointed to Karen, still absorbed with her reading. "Must be some story," I offered. "She do that a lot?" Lya shrugged.
"I've no idea,"
she replied coolly, thus establishing, for my future reference, her lack of any connection with the other woman.
"Hmm, I see,"
I replied, no less editorially. But Lya didn't bite. The subject had already been dropped. Fine with me. I was plenty ready to get on with something else.
"Now," I began, "what's wrong with Holly?"
She sobered visibly, her shoulders stiffening.
"Is it the suit experiment?"